I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Kate Martin. She's the lead investigative reporter for Carolina Public Press. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Your latest two-part investigative series looks at SANE nurses in North Carolina and how they are kind of regulated. So first, tell us who SANE nurses are.
SANE nurses are sexual assault nurse examiners. It's a special certification that nurses can get to treat victims of sexual assault.
Obviously, this is a very highly specialized occupation, but tell us the significance of these nurses and what they do.
If someone is assaulted, when they go to a hospital, the best care they can get is from a SANE nurse, someone who's credentialed, who's spent dozens of hours in the classroom and practicing on how to recognize things like strangulation marks or abrasions on a person, or how to collect evidence of their attack, including DNA, including taking pictures. But it's certainly more than just the forensic side of it. They also care for the person's sexual health. They're treating for sexually transmitted infections. They're preventing HIV and hepatitis from taking hold. They're also, you know, taking a gauge of their emotional health. How are they doing? A lot of people after these types of attacks, they end up feeling suicidal. And these nurses are just experts at helping those people.
Tell us how many are there. Again, a very specialized kind of nurse. Tell us how many are there across the state. How many, and where do they work out of? Do they work out of hospitals? Do they work out of local health departments, police departments? Where do they work out of?
I surveyed 130 hospitals and community-based programs throughout the state. And to my estimation, I think there's at least 150 of them, most of them working out of hospitals. There's also these community-based programs like Interact in Wake County. There's a new one in Johnston County where they have SANE nurses coming in to treat victims away from an emergency room. Most of the SANE nurses work out of hospitals, but to my estimation, there's about 150 of them throughout the state.
Okay, so your investigation kind of looked at, one, whom they are and what they do, but two, how they're kind of regulated. So tell us a bit more of that. Tell us what you dove into.
Well, initially, I wanted to know where they are, because when I was doing some reporting in 2019 on prosecution rates, where my investigation showed that fewer than one in four people who are charged with sexual assault are eventually convicted, I started hearing tips about, you know, my hospital's losing a SANE nurse or whatever. And so I just was like, well, where are they? And so I started looking around. The Department of Health and Human Services doesn't have a list of where they are. The State Department of Justice doesn't have a list. The State Board of Nursing doesn't keep track of where they are. And there's also the International Association of Forensic Nurses. And while they do have a list and they, you know, say where they are, the problem is that list is never really updated. And so it's a very out-of-date list. And long story short, there's really nobody who regulates these nurses. There's nothing in state law that says that hospitals have to have them or where they should be. By and large, they're in urban areas. You've got some in Buncombe County. There's, you know, a bunch of them in Raleigh. There's a bunch of them in Orange County, Durham County. But if you're in a rural area, it's really just a roll of the dice as to whether you find one or not.
And I do want to get to the rural area a bit here in just a second, but do want to ask you, you mentioned the conviction rate of those who are charged with sexual assault. What is the significance, what is the correlation, I guess, between how many SANE nurses there are and that conviction rate?
Studies have shown that when a hospital has a SANE nurse, as opposed to when before the hospital had SANE nurses, the conviction rates were higher, the sentences for those convictions were higher, victims were more likely to talk to the police about what happened to them. There's a whole host of benefits for people and for society if you're trying to hold rapists accountable for what they've done.
And again, you said about 150 statewide. How does that fit in? I mean, what kind of number is that in comparison to how many sexual assaults are reported, bringing charges and then sent to court?
It's hard to say how many sexual assaults are happening in North Carolina or anywhere since it's such a private crime. My understanding is that fewer than half, possibly as few as a third, if not fewer, people tend to go to the hospital to seek help for their assault. After that, there's fewer than half who will want to report their assault to police. And then there's the question of whether the district attorney decides to charge that with a crime. Until we see how many people are charged. You don't really have firm data on that. My examination of data from my 2019 story showed that within a 4.5 year period, it was a little over 1,000 people who were charged with a sexual assault across the state. And that's for the cases that were completely resolved within that 4.5 year period, just to give you some context.
Let's talk about this issue in the rural areas. One of the places you talked to was Erlanger Medical Center in Cherokee County. You said, same nurses, most of them seem to be concentrated in bigger areas and urban areas. What's it like in the rural areas, and how common is it for there to be a SANE nurse at a medical center or a community health program in a rural area?
Well, it's not very common, but for folks in Cherokee County, they do have one certified SANE nurse, and that's one more than most of the rural counties in North Carolina. I asked, what happens if there's only one person, so that one person can't cover 24/7. What happens if you're assaulted and you go to the hospital and the nurse isn't there? Is the hospital will report to the nurse and say, we have someone you need to come see, and the nurse might come in. And if they aren't there, typically a nurse practitioner, a physician, or a physician assistant can perform the exam. SANE nurses aren't the only people who perform these exams. You can have other people who are like medically qualified to do it, but they don't have the extra education needed for the knowledge of the forensic aspect of it.
As part of this series, you talked to a lot of people in law enforcement about the significance of SANE nurses and this issue you found about how they're regulated. What did those people in law enforcement tell you about them?
They said the expertise of a SANE nurse is essential to a prosecution of their case. A lot of times when you have a SANE nurse involved, there's not usually a cross-examination, according to one prosecutor I talked to, because their expertise is so respected. If I could add one more thing, a number of hospitals said that they wanted the communities to know that SANE nurses are available for them. Even if you're not going to report your assault, it's really important to take care of your health. You need to prevent sexually transmitted infections. There could be a risk of HIV or hepatitis, which are very dangerous diseases, and you shouldn't let them take hold. There's ways to prevent those. And also, you have the option of emergency contraception and mental health counseling after the fact. So it's really important to go in and see a SANE nurse, even if you're not reporting the crime.
Well, Kate, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Matt.